Hello.
Hello, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy call back from customer service that you requested. May I have your zip code to locate an account?
Yes, 2957.
That was 29577.
29577.
Okay, thank you. May I have your name?
My name is Scarlett Montgomery.
Okay, can you confirm your address for me, please?
1772 Landing Road, Myrtle Beach, SC.
All right,
what
thank
is
you.
This for?
This account here is for Frank Montgomery. This is for a tablet sweepstakes entry.
A what?
A tablet sweepstakes entry. It was for an iPad where the sweepstakes entry was $7.95.
And there's 50.
There is a charge for $56.95 that was billed on the account. That is for the Factory Direct online store membership. When the sweepstakes offer was completed for the tablet, it did have some terms and conditions advising about the membership and if it wasn't canceled within 48 hours.
Let me tell you something. My husband is 87 years old and he has dementia. He didn't know he ordered anything. And he certainly doesn't need to belong to some sort of club thing. Who can I speak to about getting these charges reversed?
Okay. Well, what I can go ahead and do is I can get the account canceled. This will prevent any future membership charges. The charge that I'm showing was trying to be billed on the 31st. That charge did decline. So with the cancel of the account, that does prevent any future billing. You were billed on the 28th of February for the membership fee. With that membership, it provides the account with a $125 gift card that we sent to the email. And that allows
you. You sent a gift card to an email address?
Yes, ma'am. It was sent to the email to where he could shop at the online consumer gadget store. Now, as far as that charge is concerned, it is
online.
A valid charge. But I can do a 35% courtesy refund today of that charge, being that we're canceling out the account.
Because he does, there's no way. What is this thing called? I don't know what I'm going to do. What is this site called, this membership thing?
Factory Direct Store.
Well, he doesn't have a gift card anywhere in an email that he's received, because I've already checked all of his emails.
Okay, well, I do show that that information was sent to the email. I did go ahead and proceed with canceling out the account. Now, again, I can issue back that 35% courtesy refund. That would be $19.93 that would be refunded.
That's all you can be refund me just for?
Unfortunately, yes, ma'am. And again, that charge was done on February the 28th.
I see that. I see that. I just got the bill in. That's why I'm so upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to this credit card company knows of my husband's situation, so I'm just going to have to dispute the charge.
Okay. Even still, with disputing the charge, unfortunately, due to those terms and conditions in agreement.
Ma'am, you don't have anything signed by my husband.
Unfortunately, we do, ma'am, and we do have to send that information over to your card issuer.
You have an email, apparently you have an email where he did. Sometimes he'll read something on his cell phone and unknowingly order something. And I've just had to cancel two things off the same credit card, so I'm just going to have to dispute it. I'm sorry because. He will never use this thing, and I don't know what the $7.95 thing is, or the $56.95, and for $57.65, $19 is not sufficient. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So
well, again, I do apologize, but I do need to make you aware
but,
that.
But listen, if you wanted to go ahead and try to fight it in court or whatever, have at it, darling.
No, ma'am, Ms. Montgomery, but What I'm trying to explain to you is when you do dispute the charge with your card issuer, we do have to send over your account. Now, I do
that's
understand
fine.
As far as everything that's going on, but...
That's fine. But I can also... they have a record of my husband's inability. And you're... I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to dispute the charge. Thank
but
you.
I need... I want to make you aware, Ms. Montgomery, that that won't be refunded
that's
for
fine.
You. So what I'm trying to do is, if you don't mind, I'll place you on hold to speak with my supervisor for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So give me just one moment, okay?
Sure.
And just to let you know, I am still here. My supervisor is looking over the account to see what they can do.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I do appreciate you being patient. My supervisor was able to get a full refund issued for your charge. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No. Will that be for both charges?
There was only one charge that was billed on the account for $56.95.
And a $7.95 to the same thing.
And unfortunately, that was a sweepstakes offer, ma'am.
That was a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
That was done
the
on the 23rd.
Is a lot better. The 56 is a lot better. I certainly do appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, ma'am, except you need an extra husband?
And no, I don't, unfortunately.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.